Jeans for $39.99, or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8/9 to 8/12.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8/9 to 8/12.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
AutoZone presents Time for a Tune-Up. Performance, fuel economy, engine life. They're all good things that come with giving your car a tune-up. And doing it yourself saves you money. Another one of those good things.
Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy four or more qualifying Platinum, Double Platinum, or Iridium spark plugs.
So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner.
Let's get you what you need.
See store for details. Limit one gift card per household.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome back. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show. Hour number two coming your way from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. We are here until 7 o'clock tonight, coming your way on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Day two play still suspended at the PGA Championships at Quail Hollow. We'll give you an update as soon as they get back on the course, if they get back on the course. Of course, Kids Day coming up tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, and we'll be talking about that with Scott Docterman coming up in just a little bit from landof10.com. Kids Day, gates open at 11 o'clock, but they're going to have activities as early as 9 a.m. in the Krause Family Plaza. Remember, tomorrow, gates A and E are the two gates that will be open. They're asking people to enter through those gates. And remember, regular game day search does apply. So if you've got bags or anything with you like that, if you wouldn't bring it September, October, November to a regular home game, don't bring it tomorrow. And the autographs, I was right. Gates open at 11 o'clock, autographs at 11:30, and then the practice will begin at 12.
And I assume, at least, that tailgating strictly prohibited.
Yeah, I don't think they want anybody cracking open any cold ones tomorrow.
I'm just making sure, because I know that there would be somebody trying it if it wasn't said. But we... We're going to talk a little bit about Kids Day with Scott Docterman in Atlanta 10.
Scott is with us. Always glad to have you back on the program with us, Scott. And let's go ahead and start with the obvious question and take the quarterbacks off the table. But what are you most interested in trying to find an answer to tomorrow?
If it's not quarterback, it's got to be wide receiver. I mean, Hyatt has one that we know of, and we've seen play in Matt Vandenberg. The rest are a guessing game. You know, I've seen Brandon Smith in person. He looks to be a great man, but we haven't seen him on the field in front of people. Nick Easley and Devontae Young and Adrian Falconer competed in the spring game, but they're really kind of unknown quantities. And then you got the other freshmen. We've seen it. And that's about it. So I'd like to see how they compete against Iowa's secondary. I want to see what they do. And then you also have to take the balance side of things, which is these players, this is one practice out of 30, so we don't know if they've been great or poor before tomorrow. And I guess we'll just have to find out and make our own assumptions off that.
Other than Matt Vandenberg and Nick Easley, brought up the wide receivers, who are the names you're most curious about?
Has to be the freshman, Brandon Smith, as I mentioned. He, I visited him in Mississippi a couple of months ago. I went down there. I mean, he's got perfect size, great hand size. He's got, he's a jumper. He's not the fastest guy on the team. I want to see how he competes against some of the defensive. Same thing with Max Cooper, who is a fast guy. He's deceptively skilled, and, he's about 6 foot from the Milwaukee area. And it's been popping up a lot on the feet from number six. He's from New Jersey, the same high school that produced Akron Wadley. And he's been looks like one of the first team reps. So long strider, really tall, fast. I want to see him as well. So the younger wide receivers are who I'm.
Plus, you got Matt Quarles, who showed up in the photo gallery today, the New Mexico transfer, probably asking a little bit too much to have him make an impact for the Hawkeyes early on this season. But how long do you think it'll take Iowa to get him up to speed?
Well, it depends on how dumbed down per se they do the passing game. I think that was the most surprising thing of the last 4 or 5 years, which is when you always talk to opposing coaches about Iowa's defense and running game, they say, hey, it's simple. We know what they're going to do, but they just execute at a high level. And then you go from being addition and subtraction at those facets of the game to the pass offense, and it looked like calculus. I mean, they couldn't get guys on the field who were young. They couldn't do anything. But I think this one, they're a little bit, they've dumbed it down a little bit. So, I mean, who has played a lot. He's a really fast player, 13 career catches at New Mexico. I don't think it'll take him too long to get accustomed to the style of play. It's just kind of keeping up with, what the calls are, what Iowa's calling. And if he's got the rest of camp, he should be able to put himself in a position of at least rotation and maybe make an impact by the second or third week.
Ferentz said at Media Day that you've got 11 guys on offense, 5 on the offensive line, you know the quarterback, and then it's on him and the rest of the coaching staff to figure out who the best 5 guys are to put out there. What do you think the optimum offense looks like in Brian Ferentz's mind right now? Who are those players that will be on the field September 2nd against Wyoming?
As far as the non-offensive linemen, I think you're looking at, Noah Fant, for sure, a tight end. They run, a lot of about 40% of their plays the last couple of years have been 2 tight ends. So I think you're going to see him, Peter Picar, and T.J. Hawkinson quite a bit at tight end rotating. I think at wide receiver you're going to see Matt Vandenberg for sure if he's healthy. And then it's kind of up in the air. I think Nick Easley has played himself into that position. And it could be Matt Quarles, it could be Devontae Young, it could be Brandon Smith or another younger one. And then fullback Drake Kulik is practicing again after everything that he endured last fall. And then at running back, you're going to see that tandem of Akram Wadley and James Butler. Now, of course, the big one is quarterback. And, who's going to win that job? I mean, my own interpretation is that Nathan Stanley is probably a little bit better physically But Tyler Wiegers has a projection of confidence to him, an older, almost a maturity that maybe doesn't quite translate as well, at least publicly, from Nathan Stanley. So I think they're trying to sort that out. I think Stanley's the better prospect. I think they hope he grows into the position. So I'm gonna call Nathan Stanley is probably the guy that takes the rest.
From an offensive scheme standpoint, what questions do you hope at least are partially answered tomorrow?
I hope we can see the passing game go down the field a little bit more often. I mean, you know, to me, I think they were trying to do too much laterally in the past, and they didn't have the personnel to make that happen. I mean, Brian Ferentz has talked about how in recruiting, they're going after bigger, you know, more physical wide receivers in the 6'3 range because, you know, if you're 6'3 and they're 5'11, you've got an advantage, and that means going down the field. So I want to see more seam routes with the tight ends. I want to see more, you know, digs, posts, and go routes with the wide receivers. Just see if they attack that way, maybe off play action. Because if Iowa can go down the field a little bit more, that shows that they've changed the offense quite a bit.
Scott Docterman joining us from the landof10.com. On the defensive side of the football, what do you think the biggest thing that the coaching staff's probably trying to figure out right now would be?
It has to be rotation and a defensive tackle. You're looking at, you know, they lost two pretty good players, one, you know, into the NFL, Jaleel Johnson, another one to the CFL, and Faith Akakiti. And the only other returner who played a bit was Budget, he's been hurt most of the offseason. So I think that, you know, you're going to look at, you know, how do the snaps add up for Cedric Lattimore, for Brady Reese, for, you know, Matt Nelson, if he gets some reps inside, or some of the other players. I wouldn't even rule out somebody like Jack Kallenberger, you know, taking some reps there. And then also on the outside, I mean, they've got a, you know, they're pretty well stocked there at defensive end with both Nelson, Parker Hesse, A.J. Epineza, who we've seen, plus, you know, Brandon Simon had a really good spring as a good pass rusher, and some other guys, you know, that are kind of unheralded, you know, Jake Hewlett inside, Sam Brinks outside. So I think they're going to try to figure out what's kind of the rotation up front, and if they can cover up some of the inexperience of defensive tackle, that this, you know, the front seven is going to be veteran and it's going to be really good.
What kind of impact do you think Matt Nelson's return to health will have on that rotation?
Huge. I mean, if he can play both inside and outside, you're looking at the most versatile defensive lineman they've had since Christian Ballard, who did both effectively. I mean, Nelson's a little bit bigger at 6'8", you know, but if he can keep his pad level low enough to clog up the middle and take some reps there, I mean, you've got a veteran guy who was able to hold the edge late in the season and did a good job against Nebraska. And if he can do that consistently, then that takes reps. You know, that really solidifies some of that, you know, the inexperience there inside. I mean, when Iowa has good defensive tackle play, you know, that really shows how, you know, against the run, they're usually one of the top 15 programs in the country. And if Nelson can do that, that means one of your better players is on the field, you know, a little few more plays than you normally would be on the outside.
I know there's been talk about A.J. Epineza possibly being that guy that could move inside eventually. What do you think that would be in the cards for his freshman year, or do you think they'll primarily have him at defensive end this year?
I think probably defensive end. That's one thing Phil Parker said, is that, you know, he really wanted to keep him, you know, in one position, just trying to teach him to do multiple positions, you know, his first year, really his first camp. You know, he didn't even have the spring. You know, that's, you're taking away some of his effectiveness on the outside. Now, he's a big physical player. He has the body that could play inside if they need him to. But one of the things Parker told me was, look, you know, he can, you know, somebody that big and that strong can really hold the edge. And when you're looking at run defense, that's just as important as being able to take out, you know, the guard or the, you know, the guard center combination in a gap. So I think that's, you know, I think he's going to stay outside. I think Matt Nelson's the one with flexibility. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if, you know, a guy even like a Garrett Jansen or, you know, play some more snaps. Now, when they get in a pass rush situation, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Parker Hesse or if A.J. or somebody else would move in when it's third and nine and rush the passer from more of an interior position.
Who starts at nickelback this year?
Great question. I mean, I'm going to go with Matt and, or Josh Turner, one of the two. I mean, two incoming freshmen. You know, they've got, you know, so many, what, seven defensive backs who are true freshmen or in their freshman year. And those two are probably the most physically talented of the bunch to play outside. So I could see, you know, one or two of them getting on the field. Right now it looks like it's, you know, Manny Rubama's locked up a spot. Josh Jackson is right there with the number two, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if, you know, if you get Hankins or Josh Turner or maybe even Trey Creamer works his way into that third spot.
Back to the quarterback position, could you see this spilling into the season, or do you think a starting quarterback will be named before September the 2nd?
I think the starter will be named before that, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if you've got somebody who, you know, maybe there will be a rotation, or if they could just, if they're not 100% sold on one guy, if you see somebody taking snaps. I mean, the last one that kind of compares with this was back in 2008 with Ricky Stanzi and Jake Christensen. And, you know, and they were alternating quarters at by the, you know, end of the first month. And I don't know if they'll go that extreme, but let's say that after next week, you know, say like right around August 20th, Nathan Stanley, the starter, they're going to give him an opportunity to continue to play that. But if they think it's really close, it wouldn't surprise me if every couple of series or so that maybe they would give Tyler Wieger's reps. And but then again, they don't want to undercut the development of their starting quarterback, so they're not going to, you know, outright say, hey, this is still open. You know, they do need a guy. We saw what happened a couple of years ago with Rudock and Beathard, that if you don't name one, if you rotate it, it goes on too long, it can become a controversy, and then you have the lock divided, and that really doesn't help anybody.
Scott Dochterman from the land of 10.com with us for a few more minutes here on a Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. We all talked with Brian Ferentz last Saturday at Iowa's Media Day. What's your best guess as to what the Iowa offense will look like September 2nd?
I think it'll still be what it always has been under Kirk Ferentz, which is a physical, you know, zone run team. I think they're going to run the ball 60% of the time or more. And in fact, on that first game, it might be even more than that. I mean, you know, Wyoming's a team that gives, you know, 230 yards a game on the ground, you know, almost like 5.5 yards a carry. And Iowa is going to be the best team they've gone against that at least incorporates that style of football. So Iowa is going to continue to live with that running game. They're going to rotate the running backs. They've got, you know, the best returning offensive line in the country, at least by the Joe Moore Award, the unit award. So they're going to pound people into submission. Now, what do a little bit different? Try to target the tight end down the field a little bit more. You know, and Greg Davis was a little allergic to the center of the field when it came to the tight end, and that's where Iowa's its mark in the past. So I think you're going to see him go downfield a little bit more. But you know, the first couple of weeks, especially against Wyoming, Iowa State, North Texas, this team is going to run the ball at least 60% of the time because their opponents stopped it last year, and that's Iowa's greatest strength.
Speaking of the tight ends, I think one of the storylines that's interesting to me, at least, is Noah Fant. He put on 20 pounds of good weight, as he said, during the offseason. He came in as a pass-catching tight end. He's kind of improved as a blocker. What kind of roles do you think he's going to be asked to play in this new offense?
He's going to do a lot of different things, I think. I mean, they're going to try to flex him out because, you know, he's that perfect mismatch at that position. You know, he's too big for really a corner to be able to defend, and he's too fast for a linebacker. So what you want to do is take advantage of those mismatches. And this is where, you know, Brian Ferentz's pass will come to help him. I mean, when he was in New England, you know, he coached Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez with probably the best tandem on the field that we've ever seen. And so what he's going to try to do is try to, you know, use that to their advantage. The Patriots do with Gronkowski. And with that, I think they'll flex him out. They'll move him. They'll possibly, why? So I think he's a huge role. The tight end position is stronger than the receiver.
All right, let's fast forward to tomorrow afternoon. We're walking out of Kinnick Stadium after Kids Day is over. What's the one thing you think people are talking about that they saw? I think we lost Scott there. My apologies for that. Scott Dochterman from Land of 10.com. We were wrapping up with him anyway. Kids Day again tomorrow. Gates open at 11 o'clock. Practice starts around noon. Autographs for the kids and for the kids only at 11:30. Actually, 9 a.m. is when the kids zone is going to open in the Krause Family Plaza in the south end zone. Gates A and E will be open for the public tomorrow. Regular game day searches and the rules do apply, so be prepared to have security look over your items you're bringing into the stadium with you. And the practice usually runs about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, depending on that. So if you're looking for a gauge of how long you may be out with the kids, I don't necessarily know what the weather is going to be like tomorrow, but I'm assuming sunny and decent. It has been for quite some time here in eastern Iowa. But you're looking at least probably a three and a half hour commitment when everything is said and done between the time that the gates open and the time that they'll blow the whistles and call it a practice. Again, this all leads up to kickoff at Kinnick Stadium September 2nd as the Hawkeyes get ready to welcome in the Wyoming Cowboys. We get ready to take a break here. Kyle is going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. And don't forget, we've still got that prize package from the Amana Colonies Golf Course today. Someone is going to be golfing on us. That includes a round of golf as well as range balls and a cart. Be listening for your chance to win. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. Back with more after this.
Come rock the chalk in downtown Iowa City. This unique chalk art event is presented by Midwest One Bank, and the fun is free for the whole family. Come see beautiful chalk art displays, pick up some chalk and create your own masterpiece, and enjoy excellent live music. Join in this family celebration of creativity Friday, August 11th at the corner of Clinton and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Chalk this one up to a super duper time with Midwest One. Get all the details at rockthechalkic.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
If you love Mr. Shucks, then you won't want to miss this Friday's Colonels game. The first 1,000 fans get a free Mr. Shucks belly bobble figurine. That's right, it's not a bobble head, but a belly bobble of lovable Mr. Shucks. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now and arrive early to make sure you get your one-of-a-kind Mr. Shucks belly bobble this Friday at the Colonels.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, waiting to hear from you sometime tonight on the phones and text line, 319-366-1600. Some baseball news for you in advance of Jack Dom joining us at the bottom of the hour for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. Big night on the south side of Chicago tonight. Reynaldo Lopez will make his season debut, his White Sox debut, tonight on the 26th year anniversary of Wilson Alvarez throwing a no-hitter in his White Sox debut. I think it was his second game in the big leagues, but his first game in Chicago. Lopez debuted last season briefly with the Washington Nationals. He was part of the big off-season trade between the Nationals and the White Sox that brought Adam Eaton to the nation's capital. That's the news from the White Sox perspective. It's good news. We've got bad news from the Cubs side of things, and that's the fact that despite the initial reports that Wilson Contreras would only miss about 2 or 3 weeks, He has been diagnosed with a moderate right hamstring strain and will be sidelined 4 to 6 weeks, according to the Cubs. Puts him on track for a return right before the end of the season. They're very optimistic that that will be the best-case scenario, but Wilson Contreras, who hurt himself on Wednesday, running out an infield ground ball in San Francisco, on the shelf 4 to 6 weeks, according to the Cubs. So good news, bad news for Chicago baseball fans. One White Sox-related, the other Cub-related. Let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann has our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to keep it here for just a little bit longer and remind you that the Cedar Rapids Colonels are in town tonight taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night tonight. 6:35 first pitch. Gates open at 5:35. $6 will get you your first 16-ounce draft beer tonight, and then it's $3 refills all evening long. If you're a craft beer drinker, it's only a dollar more, so $7 for the first beer and then $4 refills. Let's do another good news, bad news here, right? That's the good news. The bad news is, Alex, after tonight, there's only one Mug Club game left this season.
Now, do they transfer over to the next season if you use the same mug?
You can, provided okay. provided that they do the Mug Club special again next year, and I think they do. This was year number three or four. I can't remember which, but it's been a very popular promotion for the Colonels and Mug Club night. Again, the penultimate Mug Club night with our friends from Z102.9. If you go to the ballpark, we promise that they won't dump chocolate syrup or flour or anything on you like they did to our colleague Jenny Valier yesterday.
Now, was that the Mike Trout challenge? Because I know Mike Trout did something similar.
Well, that was how the Angels decided to celebrate Mike Trout's birthday. I never did get the story on that, but he was clearly a willing participant to the whole thing. But his teammates, they were cracking eggs on him, flour, powdered sugar, you name it. They were throwing it on him. Maybe even some Captain Crunch in there. I was doing some Captain Crunch research after our discussion the other day. There's a lot of different ways that you can get your Crunchberry fix. Let's put it that way.
Did we figure out if they sell just the Crunchberries?
They still do. Yep, you can still get that. And I saw someone posted today a football version of Captain Crunch. So they've got that ready for football season as well. Looks like we're ready back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. I'll give myself a 5-yard penalty on that one. A false start. Let's send it back to the line of scrimmage. 1st and 10, a Midwest One Bank Big Board update with southwest side of Cedar Rapids.
UNI basketball landed a huge commitment today from 2018 guard A.J. Green, the 85th ranked prospect in his class. The Iowa baseball team won their final summer exhibition at Duane Banks Field last night, downing the Quad City Cardinals 10-2. Five Hawkeye pitchers combined to allow just 3 hits while striking out 13, and Iowa's 10 runs came on 10 hits. Iowa softball announced today that former Hawkeye Rachel West will join the staff as an assistant coach, working with slap hitters and outfielders. Zach Johnson is continuing at the PGA Championship in Charlotte, North Carolina today, and after 8 holes, he sits 1 under par, 7 strokes behind leader Kevin Kistner. Former Cedar Rapids Kennedy standout Christian French was signed by the Seattle Seahawks for the second time today. He was initially signed as an undrafted rookie out of Oregon last year, but suffered an injury in minicamp. The Colonels lost last night 7-6 in the first of a 4-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits, and today plays Travis Blankenhorn on the 7-day DL. They're back out there tonight with Clark Beaker taking on Johan Ramirez. First pitch will be at 6:35 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Twins completed a 4-game sweep of the Brewers last night, giving them a season-best 5-game winning streak, and they'll look to continue that against the Tigers tonight. Kyle Gibson and Anibal Sanchez will duel it out beginning at 6:10, and we'll join that game in progress after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
49ers have their Week 1 exhibition game tonight. Did I hear that right earlier today?
Yes, that is correct. They play tonight.
Possibility that we see C.J. Beathard and George Kittle perhaps in action.
I know George Kittle had just returned from an injury, so I wonder how cautious they're going to be with him, especially with the rumors that he's kind of pushing for a starting job. I think there's almost 100% chance, though, that we see C.J. Beathard make his NFL debut, or at least NFL preseason debut tonight.
San Francisco 49ers taking on Scott Unash's Kansas City Chiefs in week one
now,
play.
What if Alex Smith goes out there, goes 1 for 9 for 10 yards, and then Patrick Mahomes goes 10 of 12 for 220 yards? Is there going to be a quarterback controversy in Kansas City too?
I don't know. I
kind
of want to.
So,
I kind of want to see Beathard look better than Mahomes tonight, just to see what the reaction would be from some people. But most teams got their action in last. A lot of teams got their action in last night, including the Packers and the Bears. Part of our poll question today involving the Bears. Go figure. After that game last night by Mitchell Trubisky, do the Chicago Bears have a quarterback controversy on their hands? Yes. No, or it's too early to tell. Those are your three options. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's in Cedar Rapids. Vote early, vote often. We switch the subject from football to baseball. It's our weekly conversation, Touching All Bases, with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. He joins us at the Coach's Corner next.
Bloomsbury Farm is a breath of fresh air for any event. It's where groups gather and teams get stronger. Bloomsbury Farm is continually evolving with new experiences, so it's a natural for your corporate, family, or friend get-together. From festive party barns and cozy wine tastings to their exhilarating dual zip line and team-building events, their exceptional staff will help you plan every detail. Friendship grows down on the farm. Bloomsbury Farm, just a short drive to Atkins. Start planning your event at bloomsburyfarm.com.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8/9 to 8/12.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Bloomsbury Farm. Hold your corporate or group get-together at Bloomsbury Farm. They're continually evolving with new experiences. Start planning your event now at bloomsburyfarm.com.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan are about to become part owners of the Miami Marlins. Jeffrey Loria is expected to announce the sale of the team for $1.2 billion. Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras could miss 4 to 6 weeks with a strained hamstring. Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia may have to go to the DL for the third time this year with an inflamed left knee. The NFL hits Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott with a 6-game suspension to start the regular season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Elliott will appeal. The Bills make two trades today. They send wideout Sammy Watkins to the Rams for cornerback E.J. Gaines, and they send corner Ronald Darby to the Eagles for wideout Jordan Matthews. Buffalo also gets second and third round draft picks. Play has resumed in the second round of the PGA Championship. Kevin Kisner has the lead at 8-under, 2 ahead of Hideki Matsuyama. Brad Keselowski wins the pole for Sunday's NASCAR race at Michigan International Speedway.
Brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99, or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
The 4,000 ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only. Claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
5:37. Welcome back. The Todd Brolenkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn emanating from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City tonight. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We're at the halfway point, taking you up until 7 o'clock. Happy hour started at 3, goes till 7. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. Keep listening for your chance to win our final prize pack from the Amana Colonies Golf Course. A free round of golf, cart, and range balls could be yours if you hear us ask for caller number 6. That's coming up in just a little bit. Love It or Leave It will kick off hour number 3 in about 30 minutes. Plenty of news to get to today on the NFL football front as well as college football. You got Kids Day tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium. We'll certainly hit on that. Take your texts and phone calls on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. I did not know that they had replay at the Little League World Series. I just noticed the game that's on right now between Ohio and Michigan, and they have replay, just like in the Major Leagues.
I think they had it before the Major Leagues had it.
Well,
I think they were the first baseball deal to actually have official replay.
I can't get over the fact that this is on television and that people watch it. Are you... are you seeing any future Mustangs up here, Jack?
Well, I haven't watched it yet, to be honest with you.
Good so, for you.
You know what? My son always gets it. My son's gotten older now, but my sons always watch it when they're younger. And, you know, it's almost too much now. I mean, they're doing the regionals and everything. It's not just the World Series. But, you know, it's a neat environment for them. You know, I remember seeing Aaron Judge. No, I'm kidding. I didn't see Aaron Judge. He was a left-hander from the Dodgers, Cody Bellinger. Yeah. But, yeah, it's... You know, it's a neat opportunity. It's almost a little bit too much for these young kids right now. But I know my sons used to watch it quite a bit.
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom with us for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. And we're going to touch on Mount Mercy baseball right off the bat tonight. You were showing me some photos. You got the turf starting to get laid down there at the brand-new facility. You guys are getting a little bit closer to having that become a reality. But It's almost fall ball time for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's fall is a very busy time for us between our practices, but we also run the Mount Mercy Fall League, which for the youth kids, we've actually partnered with Cedar Rapids Park and Rec, and you know we'll have probably about 800 to 900 kids go through that. It's at Tate Cummings on Saturdays and Sundays, and you can either sign up as a team, as your team, or if you don't have a team to play on, we'll have our Mount Mercy players coach what we call a free agent team. So it's a great opportunity. The best thing about it is we make it very inexpensive. So if you're somebody that doesn't play on a select baseball team, you have a place to play this fall. If you are on a select baseball team and your other guys aren't playing, you can join the free agent team and be coached by a Mount Mercy guy. And then also we have the high school league, which the exciting part for the high school league is, first of all, you can sign up as a team or as individuals. It's probably half or a third of what all the other fall leagues in the Midwest are. And you're going to be able to come on our brand-new baseball field and be able to play out there and play seven-inning games every Sunday. So it's a great opportunity if you're interested. If you're a youth team, go to Cedar Rapids Park and Rec. Look up the fall U-SSSA Fall League, and that's where you'll sign up, actually through Cedar Rapids Park and Rec. If you're a high schooler, go to our website, and the form will be there. And if you're signing up as a team, you'll contact me. If you're signing up as an individual, I'll tell you what to do on that.
All right. Very interesting. You'll get that out of the way there. Hopefully we generate some interest. And it sounds like a great 800 to 900 kids, really?
We'll have that. We'll coach over we'll have over 1,000 kids in our fall league, probably even 1,100 this year. So it's exciting. It's a great money maker for us. But also we run a first-class fall camp, and we're very proud of it. And Mike O'Neill over at Cedar Rapids Park and Rec does an absolute fantastic job. And if you go to Tate Cummings, I know you used to play a little slow pitch softball over there, Todd. They've redone a lot of stuff there as far as the parking lot, the entire facility where you walk up. And that money was generated through the fall league. So, it's a win-win situation. Good for Cedar Rapids Park and Rec, good for us, but great for the kids.
I don't know how much slow-pitch softball I played there, but I've done my share of beer drinking.
I figured.
I figured. Let's shift our tune a little bit to the professional ranks. We'll start off with the bad news for the Chicago Cubs, and that's the worst-case scenario. Wilson Contreras is looking at 4 to 6 weeks on the shelf after pulling that hamstring on Wednesday. You and I were discussing if it was any other player, maybe you would have been buying a little bit more into the optimistic 2 to 3 weeks report, but it's a catcher.
Yeah.
It's awfully hard to get up and down when you've got a hamstring that's not 100%.
Well, and that's probably what happened. First of all, Wilson Contreras plays extremely, extremely hard. He's a very tight-wound guy. He's not your typical catcher. He's a position player. He's a shortstop that was turned into a catcher. But the wear and tear on those legs, people don't realize getting up and down as much as they do, as hard as he plays. When he popped it, when I saw the replay, I knew it was probably going to be a little worse than just the 2 to 3 weeks. And that's a huge loss. He was probably the MVP in baseball over the last, since the All-Star break. He was doing some incredible things, and that's a big blow. Maybe Mitchell Trubisky could come and play catcher for the Cubs. That was good to see, by the way, Packer fan. That's a big blow for him. But, again, that's why you had to go out and make the trade that they got for Avila, so that you had the veteran catcher just in case something happened to Contreras. And, it worked out great for the Cubs that they have made that trade. They've got a veteran who's having a good year. So it's going to hurt them, but not as bad as if they're going to have to throw the rookie out there every game.
I think last year, nobody in the NL Central, the Cubs got off to that hot start. Nobody got anywhere close to the Cubs throughout the season, so they could go through little stretches of bad baseball, and they were fine. This year, with the pressure squarely on them, the Cardinals playing really good baseball just out of nowhere, and the Cubs scuffling. They lose one of their best hitters in their lineup. Is this the biggest test that this core group will have gone through to date?
I think it was a pretty good test when they're down 3-1 in the World Series. And so I think that they're a little bit battle-tested. I think any time that they've had to respond over the last year and a half, they have responded, but they just haven't been as consistent. And again, I'll go back to a football analogy of, Ohio State a couple years ago when they had Ezekiel Elliott, who's in a little bit of trouble right now, but Ezekiel Elliott, where they were the best team in football, but they weren't playing very good because they were just showing up and playing. And you know what? And then once they lost that one game, they went out to Michigan, then they beat the you-know-what out of Notre Dame. They were the best team, but once they lost, that's when all of a sudden they really got the focus. And right now, after winning the championship, you do have that World Series hangover. And I thought maybe they fought through it, coming out of the All-Star break. But, they're just not quite as locked in as they need to be. And they've responded every time that they've had to. They have a good, solid team. They need to play better baseball consistently.
especially the Cubs also defensively.
Yeah.
When you look back at last season, they were at a historic pace defensively. This year, they've been really bad defensively. Yeah. How does that happen in the span of 5-6 months? Where does that go?
It's simply a focus. The amount of focus that you need to have on the baseball field. Baseball is a very interesting game because it's a slow game. Baseball's got a pulse to it. I always talk to my players about sitting up in the stands. This is something Augie Garrido always talked about, is sit up in the stands. And it's kind of, if you're at the top row, you see the heartbeat of a baseball game, where as a pitcher starts to deliver the ball, you'll see the infielders and the outfielders take a couple of ready steps, get down to field, and when it's a ball, they'll back out. You just see a heartbeat to what they're doing. What happens is, if you're not totally focused, you're just not anticipating. You're not, the first step isn't where it needs to be. You get a little sloppy with things. And, you know, that's where the Cubs are right now. They play good baseball for about 2 weeks, and then really defensively and also offensive execution, they haven't been there. And when you're in close ball games, you remember last year, and Alex kind of brought it up, they jumped out to big leads, and they had a lot of games where they're ahead, where they were just going out there and playing. There wasn't much pressure on them. So this will be a good challenge, but I think Joe Maddon's as good as anybody at trying to get his guys focused. Again, this is only the second year for a lot of these young players, or 2.5 years for Addison Russell. Again, we talked about Bias, his focus last week from a defensive standpoint. If anyone can get them ready to go, it'll be Joe Maddon.
The St. Louis Cardinals have won 6 in a row, all of a sudden one game back in the NL Central. And throughout this entire season, I think a lot of fans, and I think that Mike Matheny in the front office, were very frustrated with their inability to win close games. When they would get out to leads, they would find ways. They'd make an error or a base-running gaffe when it really mattered the most. All of a sudden, it just has that feel like when they get down, they know that they're going to come back. They think they're going to come back and win. When that mentality creeps into a team, how dangerous do they become?
They become very dangerous. And you know what? Does a lot of this go back to the Yadier Molina, when he got in that little bit of a verbal spar with Matheny? All of a sudden, he put everybody on notice. You know, hey, we've got to play better baseball. And, you know, he made everybody accountable himself, including the manager, to say, hey, we've got to play better. This is unacceptable. It's unacceptable by the way we're doing things. And Yadi's been playing tremendous. Actually, everybody on their team right now is doing some good things. Their pitching staff, their bullpen, and timely hitting. So, you know, 2 weeks ago we were talking about Matheny losing his job. Now all of a sudden they're one of the better teams in baseball. And this year, especially in the NL Central and AL Central, I've never seen so much, you know, the fourth place team where you think you're out of it, if it was Pittsburgh or whoever, all of a sudden they're back into it. And, you know, you look at the Cardinals, everyone thought after the, you know, they were going to be sellers of Lance Lynn, and it's just wide open. It's crazy baseball. And there's only, I'm not sure how many games, 50 games left in the year. Every game is important. You can't go through that 5 or 6 game losing streak right now like the Brewers are going through and end up being successful. So very impressive with what the Cardinals are doing. I'm going to give Molina a lot of credit for where they're at right now.
The cat. Don't forget the cat.
Have you ever had a wild or stray animal interrupt a game that you were coaching?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had when I was at Creighton, our turf field wasn't very good, so when it rained, it almost got puddles on it. We had about, I want to say it was ducks, like 10 ducks that we couldn't get rid of out in the outfield. And it wasn't even a lot of water. We were still playing through it. So we had the duck game, which it took a little longer to try to get them out of the way. And finally, we just started to play with the ducks out there. Of course, you've had the squirrels. You've had a couple other things, birds on the field. But our biggest one was the ducks. Haven't had a cat run on the field as of yet. And, of course, all the Cardinal fans think that that's the answer and the jinx for the Cubs is that rally cat.
Well, and when you were at Iowa, you had Ray Gilmore around the program for all those years, too. It's a different type of wild animal.
Whistling Ray.
Our weekly segment, Touching All Bases with Jack Dom, chatting baseball. Have you had a chance to check out Yoan Moncada? of the White Sox yet.
Just a little bit in games. More from the highlights and some of the defensive plays that he's making. Is the range, the athleticism is absolutely fantastic. I've seen him, you know, a couple games where he swung the bat pretty well. I've not been able to evaluate him on a consistent basis yet, but I can see why he was ranked the top player. He's a special, special talent. Now will he make the adjustments from an offensive standpoint? You know, very similar to what Judge is going through. He was impressive with what I've seen so far.
All right, you brought up Aaron Judge. Struggled a little bit after the All-Star game. A lot of people are pointing to the home run derby. I don't necessarily think it's that, but the league seems to have caught up to him, figured him out a little bit. What is it that allows teams to make adjustments to a guy like that?
Video. The constant video and the data that you have. You know what a guy's hot spot is, where he struggles. So what happens, especially to younger guys, right now if you look at the stats with Aaron Judge, he's swinging and missing much, much more this after the All-Star break than he was earlier. Part of it is probably more lately where he's starting to press a little bit. He was in a zone that first half, and everything was going his way. But now also what people are starting to do with this elite swing, with the guys trying to elevate the baseball, which we've talked about before, they're starting to elevate the fastball up and in, which is the toughest spot for a long arm, big guy to get to. And they're throwing more sliders. And more importantly, he's swinging at more sliders, swinging and missing than he did in the first half. So the adjustment he has to make is just get good pitches to hit. Very similar when we talked about Kyle Schwarber the first half of the year. He was swinging through the fastball up and chasing on the breaking ball down. And what happens when you start to chase and you get a little over anxious, you start swinging that pitch that much more. And that fastball up looks good because it's closer to your eyes. So he needs to make that adjustment, get a little more selective in the pitches he swings at, because when he barrels it up, it goes a long way.
All right, we'll let you get back over to the VIP table. And Sean says he hasn't heard you calling about the Cardinals lately, so you must be paying attention to them.
You know what? He hasn't called me, though. Give him credit. He still hasn't totally bought in yet. You know, he hasn't called me. I've been on the road.
That.
You know, he's you know, as of a week and a half ago, he still thought they didn't have a chance. I think it must be because he's got a new roommate that's brought some success to, you know, a little mojo to that,
you know,
house.
Go over there.
I think it's the rally cat.
Go over there and remind him of that a week and a half ago he was ready to throw in the towel on this team.
I hear you. Sounds good. Thanks
Jack,
a lot, guys.
Jack Dom, our weekly segment, Touching All Bases. He'll rejoin us here next Friday at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. We're going until 7 o'clock tonight. Still an opportunity for you to join us. 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard. Stop on in. Derek's got some great prizes for you, including Coach's Corner gift certificates, some KGYM station swag, and a whole lot more. Love It or Leave It is on the way in hour number 3. We'll give you an update from the PGA Championship. The actual update is that there is no update. I believe there is still weather delayed. Zach Johnson looking for another major. We'll give you an update on how he's doing. Football on the horizon tonight as well. C.J. Beathard and George Kittle may be seeing some action against the Kansas City Chiefs as the 49ers play their first Week 1 exhibition game. All that and a whole lot more. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across Eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. Back with more after this.
DUPACO is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers DUPACO Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, DUPACO members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at DUPACO.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use DUPACO, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Flood the Run is tomorrow at Ellis Park, presented by Viridian Credit Union. This 2.7-mile water-themed family-friendly obstacle run is fun for all ages. Run through our human car wash, get blasted in the blaster bog, plus our giant slip and slide and so much more. It's fun for the entire family with food vendors, games and activities, and live music after the run. Get soaked for a good cause, benefiting the Salvation Army and Matthew 25. Visit crfloodtherun.com for more information.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Welcome back, 5:56, the Todd Brownell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you until 7 o'clock tonight on all three of our frequencies. Don't forget, stop by KGYMradio.com to vote in our poll question today. Do the Chicago Bears have themselves a good old-fashioned quarterback controversy? Yes, no, or it's too early to tell. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Stop in, check them out, and let them know you heard about them right here on KGYM and the Todd Brownell Camp Show. Let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We've got the one, the only, Kyle Mann. And speaking of the one, Midwest One Bank brings you this big board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
UNI basketball landed a huge commitment today from 2018 guard A.J. Green, the 85th ranked prospect in his class. The Iowa baseball team won their final summer exhibition at Duane Banks Field last night, downing the Quad City Cardinals 10-2. Five Hawkeye pitchers combined to allow just three hits while striking out 13, and Iowa's 10 runs came on 10 hits. Iowa softball announced today that former Hawkeye Rachel West will join the staff as an assistant coach, working with slap hitters and outfielders. Zach Johnson is continuing at the PGA Championship in Charlotte, North Carolina today, and after eight holes, he sits at one under par, seven strokes behind leader Kevin Kistner. Former Cedar Rapids Kennedy standout Christian French was signed by the Seattle Seahawks for the second time today. He was initially signed as an undrafted rookie out of Oregon last year, but suffered an injury in minicamp. The Colonels lost last night 7-6 in the first of a four-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits, and today placed Travis Blankenhorn on the seven-day DL. They're back out there tonight with Clark Beaker taking on Johan Ramirez. First pitch will be at 6:35 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Twins completed a four-game sweep of the Brewers last night, giving them a season-best five-game winning streak, and they'll look to continue that against the Tigers tonight. Kyle Gibson and Anibal Sanchez will duel it out beginning at 6:10, and we'll join that game in progress on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to come. You're listening to KGYM, back with more after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-9530. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-9531 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-9531 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-9531.
Sports Center. I'm John Ryder.